The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Friday. You're as beautiful as you feel. Good morning. This is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel. And I picked that on purpose because my friend Dr. Rebecca Gibbons is here from Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola to talk about how you can feel beautiful.
Oh.
And get your energies lined up and get yourself centered for the weekend, for your work week. I mean, all of it.
Yeah, because when you don't feel good, you don't feel beautiful. It's fun. I was laughing that because I told her to surprise me on this for the song. And I literally had three new patients this past week that come in, and they said, it is so hard to just get up out of bed, either because they have some severe anxiety or it's just pain. And they're just like, it's so hard to get up out of bed. And when she's saying, you know, you got to get up and get out of bed.
Get up and get going.
Yeah. You know? And some of their biggest thing was, I just want to be able to get up out of bed and have energy and just to get through the day. Yeah.
I mean, you know what, though? I will tell you, I'm not surprised that you're saying you've had that, because just talking with friends, I don't know what's going on, but everybody's feeling that, I think. I mean, I want to say, not everybody, I'm sure, but there's some people that are miraculously happy all the time. But I don't know if it's the side eye.
It's like, what are you hiding?
No. Is it the winter blues? I'm not sure. Yeah. It's just a lot.
So. And I think there's that come down still from the holidays and the stress and having, you know, there is that kind of stigma of like, okay, you just have to smile through it and be happy. And then you get to a point where your body is, I can't do it. Like, and I bring that up because I see a lot of patients that we just grit our teeth and push through it until the body says, nope, no more. And it just stops us, whether it be, you know, low back pain or migraines or, you know, any digestive issues too. Cause I mean, I was the same when, you know, I practiced as a nurse in the hospitals, you know, you just smile, grit through it. You got to get the work done. You know, and I suffered from migraines and it would just
terrible.
Like take me down. And, sometimes you just have to push through it because you can't, it will, you know, it'll last all day. Sometimes people have them for 2, 3, 4 days and you just have to push through it. And when you have kids or you have a job or a stressful job that you have to show up to so you can pay the bills, you know, you just push through it until you just can't anymore. You physically can't anymore. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And that's the hard part. It was when you're in pain. For me, when I have lower back pain or have something, that's all. You try really hard to get past it, but it just totally preoccupies you.
Yep.
So that's where the acupuncture comes in.
Yep. And that's interesting, too, that somebody told me, I just, this morning, you know, this pain, it just makes me feel old.
And that too.
and then it gets in your head, and then it becomes like a kind of a psychological, like, am I old? But you're not really old. I mean, that's what a lot of my patients are told, too. You know, we can't help you, or you're just going to have to live with it because you're getting old.
That's very true. Doctors do say that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're just going to have to live with it. It's just aches and pains from getting older. And it's kind of like, really?
No, I don't want to. Yeah. I mean, why not live the best life that you can, you know, for as long as you can? You know, it's about quality of life. And I think, that's where we kind of come in, because a lot of times we are, I say the last resort with the best results. You know, it does take some time for us to peel that layer of onion back, whatever you are coming in for, you know, whether it be migraines, back pain. Even we've been seeing a lot of patients that are dealing with infertility, a lot of women. And then also, you know, men, we also treat with infertility as well. But again, all of that, there's so much stress and anxiety that's involved with all of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt about it. And sometimes that compounds the problem.
Yes. Yeah. And it's kind of like the chicken or the egg, which one happened first? Because a lot of the studies are coming out, you know, a lot of these disorders or, you know, high blood pressure or cardiovascular disease, you know, a lot of it is from long-term stress. Mm-hmm. And we can help with that, obviously, with calming down the nervous system and retraining the body to respond instead of react to stress. Because we're not going to take, you know, we can't take the news away. We can't we can't take the kids yelling at you, okay, I've got to get here, I've got to do this. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't take all the stressors away, but we can help change the body so it can react or respond better to certain stressors, so it doesn't cause like a trickle effect of some kind of physical ailment.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with a friend the other day about that we, at our society at this point, we're living sort of in a elevated level of stress all the time, and it's become acceptable.
Yes.
So it's almost like your body's running on adrenaline all the time. It was interesting when I retired, I realized when I left that very, you know, stressful job, and suddenly it took me a while to almost recover. I hadn't realized how stressed I had been. It just became normal.
Yeah. I know the same thing happened to me when I decided to leave nursing in the hospital because I worked
A high stress job.
In neurology and trauma neurosurgery. And when I started to kind of transition out of it, it was like, I only know stress.
Right. That's how I felt.
All I know.
My whole career has been like that.
And I think even, you know, our kids are feeling that too, you know, and that's that high level of stress and anxiety. And we're seeing more things coming from that. Like a lot of younger kids, and I mean by kids, like teenagers and even, you know, 5-6 year olds we've seen before too. And people in their 20s and 30s, they're having a lot of digestive disorders. And it could be, of course, the foods and stuff like that. But, you know, when you're in that constant fight or flight all the time, it really does affect how you digest foods. You know, when you're running from the tiger or the lion, you're not supposed to be able to digest foods. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it equates to when you're constantly in high stress and you're not able to come down.
Yet, don't you think too that the fact that we're constantly stimulated in a way I mean, because when I grew up, we would go out and play. There was no phones. There was no, and so now my phone is by me all the time. So you have social media, you have constant input all day long, 24/7. Yeah.
And then if you don't answer your phone or a text, they're like, well, where are you? Why didn't you text? You know, because
they think you're mad at them or something. Or, you know. And so there's this sort of pressure to be connected all the time.
You're connected to that one source and not looking around you or going outside and
smelling the roses, looking at the sunsets. You're looking in your phone.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a beautiful area. Gosh, like we forget sometimes just to look up and sit and enjoy it. But it does take, because even when I have patients that even when they're sitting, for instance, I have a patient that, you know, he had a business for 25, 30 years. And as we all know, you know, if you're a business owner, you have to be constantly on. Mm-hmm. So then he retired and even a year later, he's like, I can't sleep. I can't, you know, I have to constantly be doing things. I can't. So there is that, like, trying to change. You can't just because you retire. Right. And I have a lot of patients that have, you know, retired, but they don't know how to
relax.
Your
body's so juiced up all the time. And you really don't know how to just chill.
Yeah. And I kind of equate it to I have a lot of patients that are military or retired military.
Stress levels.
And that transferring to civilian life is like, okay, what do? So they'll come in for something, you know, more physical, but then we also have to look at what are your other stressors in life, you know, that can be causing this pattern in the body as
well. Emotional stresses, spiritual stress, all those things.
Yep.
If you're just joining us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. I'm Meg, your host, and this morning we have Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She's with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. If you've got a question, an ache or a pain or something on your mind that maybe she can help you out out with or answer. They have all kinds of services in addition to their acupuncture. But go ahead and text in this morning at 850-437-1620. I know she would love to answer your questions. So at that, with that said, we've talked a lot about reasons to come to you. Mm-hmm. But can you talk for someone that's not familiar with acupuncture, maybe a little intimidated or a little afraid of it? Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it before, but someone maybe just tuning in for the first time.
Yeah, definitely.
So talk about, what is acupuncture? What does that mean? I mean, I know I have an idea. What does that mean?
Right. So acupuncture actually comes from a traditional Chinese medicine, or we call it TCM. And that's that type of, it's actually a medical system because it is used to treat, prevent, and manage care. Acupuncture is just one of the tools that we use. And it's a big tool. It's kind of the foundation of traditional Chinese medicine. But we also will, so we'll come in, I'll talk to the patient, we go over their health history, and then we actually, you know, diagnose. And not diagnose in a Western medicine. I kind of have to be careful, but we kind of diagnose in our medicine.
Okay. Is it more of an evaluation in a way of like what would work to help alleviate some of the issues that this person's suffering from?
And then I'll talk to them, okay, how many treatments will it take? Because typically if a person comes in with a low back pain and, you know, they've been suffering from it for 5 years, have had surgeries, I have to treat them a little bit differently than a person that is, you know, just maybe throughout their back for the first time, you know, that's in their 30s or something like that. Like, they'll most likely receive less treatments than the other person. So then we'll talk about, okay, this is about, you know, how long the treatments should be or how long they we may need to do treatment. And then I'll go over to, you know, answer any questions they may have. But we do place the needles in specific places depending on what that person is coming in for and also what their symptoms are. Because back pain for one person is going to be a little bit different than back pain for another person. You know, somebody might have back pain when it radiates down one side. Mm-hmm. Somebody may have back pain and then they also have numbness and tingling in their feet. So there's nerve involvement there. So it's not just muscular. So we want to look at, is there nerve involvement? Is there muscular involvement? Has there been any type of trauma, falls, you know,
getting the history.
Yep,
but I think the advantage with you is that you also were a practitioner of Western medicine as well. So it's not coming just from one direction. You're able to incorporate all that knowledge.
Right. So I'm able to see, you know, look at, you know, the MRI or, you know, CT scan or look at labs and understand that and how I can correlate that and integrate the Eastern medicine aspect and how we look at it, that from an Eastern medicine perspective, and be able to integrate that. And then also, you know, if they are working closely with their doctors or closely with physical therapy or nutritionists too, you know, we can always, you know, work with them or send notes, or I can talk to their practitioner as well. So it's I've just coming from Western medicine, you know, my goal is to help integrate both sides, because both sides have, you know, holes or weaknesses and strengths on what they can treat. And so it's kind of, you know, working together with both sides.
It's much more comprehensive, which is the patient's going to benefit from that.
Yeah.
So typically, once you just kind of come up with a game plan, for lack of a better phrase, then about how long, like what would be a typical term of the process, and then kind of give us a price range too of what it costs.
So treatment plan, typically, so sometimes it can just be 5 treatments. Sometimes I've got patients that are here for, I've got 3, 4, 5 months. If it is something that they have been, you know, they've gone to everything. I have patients that have gone up to Shands or, you know, gone across country and they just haven't been able to find anything. But for instance, some patient came in with dystonia, which is, you know, not an easy thing to diagnose, but we see neurological disorders all the time, and not saying that I can completely heal it, but we can definitely improve the quality of life. So that is going to take, though, a lot longer. So, you know, that can be, we can do treatments. It can be hundreds of dollars or it can be a couple thousand dollars. So it just depends if it's over 4, 5, 6 months. It's a commitment. You know, if you're really committed to wanting to get better. And healing isn't always linear. I always tell people that.
Right.
Sometimes when you peel back, you know, certain layers, you're like, oh, okay, there's something else that's going on here as well. Mm-hmm. So we have to address that before we go forward.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture Wellness of Pensacola. And we do have a question from one of our listeners that wants to know, does acupuncture help with extreme anxiety and panic attacks?
Yes. Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Yes.
Would be my question.
Yeah. So we come in, I talk to you about it. And again, that is also when it's extreme, when you tell me it's extreme, it's going to be a little bit of a process. Mm-hmm. So,
it's not a one and done kind of thing.
No. Okay. Yeah. Because there's obviously something there that triggers that. Mm-hmm. And so again, it goes down to, gets to the neurological system, how the brain's processing that stimulus, and we want to calm that down. We want to rewire you, reboot, you know, and mm-hmm. just so, you know, that might happen and, or something may stimulate it and then you feel it and then you'll start to feel it a little less, less frequently.
That would be a relief because anxiety, panic attacks are immobilizing. When that physical stuff starts to happen, it's very difficult to manage. So the acupuncture could lessen that.
Yeah. I have a mom and she, you know, she drives her kids around. She's a professional. And she came in originally because she was having panic attacks in the car.
That's not good.
No. And especially if she was stuck in traffic or anything like that. And, you know, it has taken us a couple of months. And now she just comes maybe every week just to keep it that way. But she's like, I almost can't believe this, but I don't, you know, she ended up going to New Orleans, bringing her kids to a Taylor Swift conference. I said, well, I guess this is going to be a good test.
Oh, really?
And she's like, I did good. I mean, I got irritated, because of the traffic and everything getting out of there. But she was like, I think this is working. And I was like, yeah, it does. It does. But a lot of times you have to experience to believe it.
Right. Kind of course.
So, yeah.
So if someone, like if this listener wanted to come in and talk to you, that's a free consultation.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. I tell people just come in so you know what your options are. Mm-hmm. And if you decide not to get treated or decide, okay, this isn't for me, you know, maybe a year or two down the road, you'd be like, okay, I'm ready now. Mm-hmm. But there's no pressure. You know, it's not going to be like if you don't start or anything. But I like to tell people, and this is, you know, why I do the radio show too, just to educate people, what are your other options out there? Because, you know, acupuncture may not be for everybody. I may not be for everybody.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But it is something that is a great option for you if you decide that when you're ready, you know, and if we are the right fit. Yeah.
Okay. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you, what is the best way to do that?
So you can call us at 850-530-1028. We are on North 9th Avenue, just south of Creighton. I always say we're near the Sunny's Barbecue.
Oh, because he's up next.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I need to just start saying that. I used to try to describe it. I was like, why am I just going to say it? Sunny's.
It's coming up. Elvin's coming up next. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Because every time I leave the office, I can smell. I'm like, oh, it smells so good.
So we got a game plan. Get your acupuncture and then go have lunch.
Go have lunch. Exactly.
That's awesome.
And then you can also visit us at awpensacola.com. And there's a lot of information on there on what we treat and our different services and everything.
Just talk a little bit. We've talked mostly about acupuncture this morning, but you do offer other possibilities that can help.
Yes. So we do offer, a lot of times I'll pair with a treatment plan, either something herbal so you can take at home. And what I mean by herbal, they're capsules. It's either some formulas and everything. And then also we offer ozone therapy, which is, it's O3 regenerative therapy on the website. And that is an antibacterial, antiviral, and especially with allergies coming up, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be allergy season, especially with it being so warm so soon.
There's a lot of respiratory crud going around right now.
And then just all of that stuff. So ozone, and we pair it with acupuncture, is just, it's amazing just to kick those viruses and bugs out. And then, of course, also allergies. And then we also pair ATP bioresonance therapy mostly with acupuncture. And that helps, again, with stress.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It is microcurrent, and it works on a cellular level. It works on the mitochondria, which is the power source of the cell. And so it produces more ATP and allows the cells to communicate more effectively. So we've paired that with the acupuncture a lot of times, and we know it's more effective treatments.
Wow, this is fascinating. I could talk to you all day about all of this stuff. It's so interesting to me. But for anyone that's listening, if you do have a question, it's Pep Talk this morning on News Radio 92.3. We do have a few minutes left, so if you want to text in at 850-437-1620, talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, who is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So most everybody's just carefree. Everybody's just winging along.
You know. Yeah. None of us know what we're doing.
I suspect that the one text about extreme anxiety and panic attacks may have applied to a few other people as well. Yeah. I get that. So.
Yeah.
But the good news is that you offer a lot of different possibilities, mm-hmm. and it's a comprehensive for someone that maybe is afraid of quote-unquote Eastern medicine, but you do have the Western medicine background as a nurse, so that really helps, too.
Yeah, and it's, you know, ask questions. It's like a 2,500, 3,000-year-old medicine,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, and it has evolved a long way, and it really does amazing, even if you're, you know, I have patients that are like, can I still do my PT, my physical therapy, or can I, you know, do I still take this medication? And yes, we pair it together.
That's a good question. Does it interfere with anything you might be currently doing?
No, unless, you know, some of my patients, I'm like, okay, they come in with knee injuries or back injuries. I'm like, just don't run a marathon. Don't, you know, when you start to feel better at mm-hmm. first, after you felt bad for years.
True.
Don't vacuum your entire house. Don't cut wood.
Well, that's not happening.
Because then it's like the muscles aren't used to that yet.
Right.
Because you have been a little bit more sedentary than your normal. So just, you know, ease into it. And I think that's the issue. You know, we're Americans. Bigger is better.
I feel better. I'm doing more.
Yes. Now I've got to make up for all of the things that I missed.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that's where it gets us anxious too, mm-hmm. because we've got to make up, we've got to do it, we've got to go.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm not adequate enough, if I don't do this and everything. So, you know, I have to talk to my patients too. Okay, when you start to feel better, that's great. Okay, that's the start.
Right.
Now we got to keep you better and stay better. So, you know, when you start to feel better, you keep on that path.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just stop. You know, just like medications, you start to feel better, you just don't stop,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just keep going. So, and you don't have to go 0 to 180,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can go 30, 35 miles per hour for a little bit. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then we can, you know, go a little bit faster.
But see, I think that's great to have that discussion.
Yes.
And to say, okay, we're working on the problem, but you've got things you need to do to change your lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah. You have to show up for you
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Why don't you give out your information, contact information again, and your hours so people can kind of put it on their calendar?
Yes. And so we are 850-530-1028. And then we are at awpensacola.com, and we are open Monday through Friday.
What are your hours?
We are 9 to about noon, and then afternoons are appointment only.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Because we have a lot of people that want to do mornings, but not a lot of afternoons too much. But I do a couple of nights for my working people.
Oh, good. Yes, That's good to know. Okay, so someone could make those arrangements.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll work with you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Gibbons. Appreciate you coming in on a Friday morning to tell us all about Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Again, the website is
awpensacola.com.